Welcome to WWW, Wandering Wide World with Olivia Zano, the show where stories, history, and literature from every corner of the globe are discussed. It's spring now, and there are many beautiful flowers now in bloom. Flowers are not only beautiful, but many of them have meanings and stories surrounding them. Roses are seen as symbols of love, and their many different colors represent love's many different forms. Lotuses are used as symbols of forgetfulness due to some of the stories from the Odyssey. And lilies are occasionally used as symbols of the Virgin Mary. There are many fantastic flower stories with many about love. Peonies are beautiful flowers, at least I think they are. They come in many varied pretty shades of pink, white, and other colors. There exists a beautiful yet tragic tale of peonies, originating in Japan, which tells the story of Princess Aya and her love. The princess had an arranged marriage to the second son of the Lord Uncle. Sadly, she herself had no say in these arrangements, leaving her quite distraught. As she walked through the great garden in her home one night, alongside one of her maids, the bed of her favorite peonies, which rested next to a pond, showed their silver sheen beautifully under the moonlight. Princess Aya lingered as she admired the flowers, although she slipped and almost fell into the pond. But a young man, clad in a robe embroidered with peonies, rescued her in the nick of time. He vanished mysteriously before she could thank him, though, leaving her quite puzzled. Shortly after her encounter with the peony samurai, Princess Aya fell ill and had to postpone her marriage. The princess's father used all the medical aid available to him, but to no avail. Her father consulted Princess Aya's favorite maid, Sadoyo, for help. Despite being told to keep the meeting of the peony-clad young man a secret, due to the state of the princess, Sadoyo told the Lord about the deep love that had been plaguing the princess. She feared that if they could not find the young man, that the princess would succumb to her illness. As the princess was listening to the playing of a flute in the koto, a string instrument, one night, the peony samurai appeared once again. Growing quite frustrated at the whole situation, Princess Aya's father resolved to finally get to the root of the problem. He sent one of his men to lay hidden among the bed of peonies in the garden. As the princess listened to the flute and koto once more, the peony samurai appeared. The soldier posted in the bed of peonies captured the man from behind, although a cloud seemed to emanate that caused the soldier to faint. As guards spotted the unconscious soldier, they woke him, and he realized that the only thing in his arms was not the peony samurai, but rather a bunch of peony flowers. Princess Aya and her father crowded around the soldier as her father finally understood what had happened. He explained that the spirit of the peony flower had on occasion taken the form of the samurai, due to the princess's continued kindness towards them. The princess returned to the house and placed the peony in a vase. Day by day, the princess's health got better as the flower grew more and more. On the day of Princess Aya's wedding, after she had been wed, the beautiful peony that had lay in its vase, forever flourishing and remaining beautiful, suddenly wilted upon the hour. As flowers continue to move through their stages of blooming into wilting, the stories and meanings they hold continue to hold the same amount of beauty and detail as the flowers themselves do. While flowers of this spring are far from wilting, it takes some time to appreciate them. So stopping to smell the flowers isn't exactly a very bad idea. May the story of the peony be one that does not force you to waver, but rather remind you of the secrets of flowers and how love is something that isn't always quite so simple. Flowers themselves are not simple, and neither should love. They all have detail and beauty, and I hope this spring that you get to enjoy flowers as well. And thank you so much for listening to WWW, Wandering the Wide World, with Olivia Zano. And keep tuning in to KMIH 88.9 The Bridge for more great podcasts, music, and shows.